Some of you know our dog, Lizzie. She came into our lives when she was 7 months old. Now, her mother was a show dog, one with lots of titles and awards. About the time that we got her, 6 years ago this month, her mom was at the Westminster Dog Show at Madison Square Garden in New York City. The reason we were able to get her as a pet was that she would never quite grow up enough. Her breeder had hoped that she would grow just a little bit more so that she would reach the breed standard, but she didn't, and so we got her. Lizzie was just as cute then, but she didn't know much about being a dog. She was, after all, a show dog in training. She didn't know how to get wet or dirty. She wouldn't drink from the pond or any puddle. She wouldn't get her toes wet. She didn't know how to run across a log to get to the other side of a creek. In short, she had been taught how to keep clean and had not learned how to take the risks of living like ordinary dogs do. All of you who are parents of either dogs or children know how much fun it is to watch them learn things. Lizzie learned to wade in the water from watching us, following us, lining the canoe up the creek. I'd actually tried to take her to the pond and just sort of walk her in and go in with her, but she would have none of that. But when she had to go, she did. She followed us lining the canoe. If it was too deep, she was happy to ride in the canoe or run along the shoreline. But if there was no alternative, she got her feet wet. She learned to sleep on the bed beside us from the cats, just like she learned to walk on top of us while we were in bed for hugs. She's learned all kinds of things about being a family dog instead of a show specimen. She has learned that living well means taking some risks. As a group, Unitarians seem to be risk takers, at least according to one survey. The Unitarian Universalist Association's Commission of Appraisal study entitled Engaging Our Theological Diversity, reports that we tested highly on a measure of risk-taking. This is what intrigued me, that this notion that we are risk-takers. Does this mean we are more likely to be skydivers or whitewater paddlers? I know some of us have indulged in such sport. Or that we smoke cigarettes or use illicit drugs more than average? I imagine at least some of us have challenged our health in some way or other. Isn't that what's meant by risk-taking behavior? The rest of the tiny short paragraph says only that, quote, while many people may be discontented with their religion of origin, those who break away to try a different faith may do so because they find change more intriguing than threatening, and because they are temperamentally more open to taking this type of risk. So maybe that's true. Along with risk-taking, Unitarians score higher than average on openness to novelty and have a higher degree of creativity. The hope is, according to commentator Irving Murray, that creative people will be open to complexity and novelty, that they may be more likely to take authority with a grain of salt. Yes, you do. And to see life in shades of gray rather than only black and white. And to show a greater value in humor that is less rigid, less controlled. Well, we certainly laugh more in this church than in the one that I grew up in as a child. I see this risk-taking attitude as a mindset that includes a generous degree of curiosity. One of the authors of the study, the minister of our Kelowna church, Linda Weaver Horton, says that one of the questions she asks newcomers is, how many of you have had someone in your life say, you ask too many questions? She thinks it happens frequently to those of us who join our churches. So, how many of you have been told, you ask too many questions? Lots of us. I have too. Indeed, one way to describe Unitarianism is that we live in the questions rather than provide easy or even difficult answers. We don't have a simple way of doing religion. Learning Point Associates, an educational laboratory, defines risk-taking as, quote, the willingness to make mistakes, advocate unconventional or unpopular positions, or tackle extremely challenging problems without obvious solutions, such that one's personal growth, integrity, or accomplishments are enhanced. For many of us, finding a different church than the one we grew up in has been a risk. Perhaps we left a community we were born into, as I did, although I wasn't active in any church for a long time, but then I found a Unitarian fellowship. Perhaps you too had to look around to find the kind of spiritual community where asking questions is normal, even expected, or one where your not-so-traditional way of thinking was okay. It's possible that the idea of a theologically diverse community wasn't exactly what you expected. Maybe you knew you had to find a church that was welcoming to gays and lesbians. Heretics are those who choose their beliefs rather than accept the ones given. We are truly heretics because most of us have chosen to be here. We choose, and sometimes that feels risky. I sometimes feel I'm taking a risk when I mention that I work for a Unitarian church. It depends on the context. There's no better way to stop any chance of an off-color joke in the locker room, or even the possibility of swearing, than to let drop, "Oh, I'm a minister." The conversation often completely stops. Some people feel like they have to be on their best behavior, that they can't be real. Usually I utter a swear word and it clears the air. So it feels like a risk to say something sometimes. Again, it depends on the context. Seems like it's easier here in BC to let drop that sentence than I have been elsewhere. People here seem more interested, and I get to talk about what we do and what we think about. Reverend Krista Taves, a colleague in Missouri, queries, as perhaps you do too, what do we ask of those who make this faith their own? Unitarian Universalism is a faith without certainty, she says. It refuses to make our commitments for us, but holds us accountable for the commitments we make. It invites us to live with ambiguity without giving in to superficiality and an anything-goes mentality. Unitarian Universalism asks us to accept the reality that nothing is forever, that change is constant, without being too casual about change or indiscriminately throwing away tradition. Unitarian Universalism emphasizes our individual freedom and then challenges us to be in community with each other. And just let me underscore what a struggle that is. We do not always balance individualism and a commitment to community with grace. Because there is no certainty in life, we have to keep taking risks, whether in choosing to come to this church regularly or in accepting the diversity of opinion and practice we find here. Our way of being religious challenges us to make choices in our daily living as well. Some of us choose to help in the food bank, or risk life and limb to rescue someone else who's fallen off a mountain. Some of us choose to make our investments in socially responsible ways and to minimize our footprint on the earth by living simply and using transit as much as possible. We realize it is deeds, not creeds, which matter. But I don't believe that we are always so willing to take risks. Maybe there's a part of us that needs to have some bit of constancy in our lives. Maybe we can only risk some things, or perhaps we've had a difficult time with risks at some point in the past. Maybe the group we're in has developed a culture of don't change anything, it's working, isn't it? Maybe we're just comfortable with the way things are. Change, after all, isn't easy. Sometimes we need a kick in the shins. Whether it is fear or apathy or simply being too busy elsewhere to think about what we're doing, taking new risks means sitting up and taking notice. Choosing, again, that word choice. Deciding to go ahead and get our feet wet, even though we don't think it will be quite comfortable or quite right. Won't somebody tell me if I'm bad if I do that? Maybe I need reassuring that it's okay to get my feet wet. We hear even say that change is constant. It is our attitude that changes that matters. So when we, Beacon, have to find another place to meet while Plaza Mayardville undergoes some renovations, how will we deal with it? They've been talking about it and planning it for years. Now it looks like it might happen soon, perhaps as soon as April. We don't have any say on the dates, but we can choose how to respond to our situation. Will our time in a different space be an inconvenience or an adventure? What can we learn from our time outside this space where Beacon has always met? Would this be a good time to reevaluate the appropriateness of this building for our use, both upstairs and down? Or will we just say, whew, glad that's over, and doesn't it look nice now that they've painted it up? I hope we can be open to the possibilities this time presents to us. Lizzie found that her choices were limited that first day we took her paddling. She didn't like either of them. She could get more than her toes wet for the first time or get left behind. She couldn't run along the shoreline just at that spot, and so she plunged in. She took what she thought was a big risk, and while I wouldn't say that she yet loves to wade in the water, she certainly gets dirty quite readily these days. But then by now, she's had lots of practice doing that. Amen.